Right.
This is going live. This is on. Perfecto. Okay, so we're perfectly live now, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the First Inning Radio Show live stream here. And I want to please hit the like button, subscribe, share, and let us know that you care. And it means a lot to us when you hit the like button or write a comment down below on how you feel about what we said or what you think. And I'm along with Roger, the big Yankee fan today. Say hello, Roger.
Hello. Good evening, B.F. Palmer. Everything is going quite well, and I'm sorry I wasn't on last Friday. I'm going to be back on Zoom, but right now, the basement is in a major project taking place right now, so it's a little bit unpresentable. So I figured I would just call in. But yes, the Yankees have finally did it, and I expected them to be able to do it. They have re-signed DJ LeMahieu, and they signed him to a 6-year contract for $90 million, and they have spread it out over 6 years, so that brings down his average yearly salary, and I think they wanted to do it that way. And also the Yankees signed Corey Kluber to a 1-year $11 million contract, which is fantastic, and that looks pretty good. And Corey Kluber really does have a good repertoire involving a cutter and a sinker, and he has a fantastic curveball. Never relied major on the fastball. He will be 35 years old. I think he will be very good for this year, providing he stays healthy.
Well, yeah, I got some issues with the whole cheating scandal thing, you know, with Kubler and my man Gary Cole. You see?
Oh, yeah.
You see now, all right, I get they were cheating, whatever. The MLB baseball probably won't do anything about it, whatever, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Who cares, right? Here's my point, Roger, right? Now, they were using the controlled substance. It's not cocaine or any of those real drugs. It's stuff that's sticky, right? Let's get it right now, right? And yeah. They say this guy was selling this stuff. Now, sticky stuff can be pine tar, sunscreen. They make it up, right?
Right.
Now, this is for to create grip on the baseball and to create more spin on the baseball. And when
exactly.
when you create more spin on that baseball, the ball can go faster, more velocity, right?
Right.
So
right.
Now
it makes it much harder to hit.
Right. So or it's controllable, you can make it dance, right? You can make the ball dance with sticky stuff, right?
Has a lot of movement.
You'll be like a mini Mariano Rivera up there. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So now that the world is watching these two guys, that they happen to fall on the Yankees, right? Back to back, right?
Yeah.
Now, how are they going to pitch without the sticky stuff? You understand? Now, we bought these guys on numbers, because everybody wants to go on the numbers, right? Numbers, right?
Uh-huh.
So these guys have inflated numbers because they were using this stuff. You see?
Right.
So now when we go into the 21 season, they ain't going to be using this stuff now. Now they're going to be throwing beach balls, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, their spin rate, you know, really, since the dawn of baseball, pitchers have been using substances on the ball. You know, in the old days, in the 1920s, they would, before the spitballs were illegal, they would put all kinds of spitballs, they would use rosin, they would use dirt. Sometimes they would use one ball or just a couple balls throughout the game. And by the middle of the game, the ball was so brown that the hitters were even having trouble seeing it, you know? And this has always been going on, and I know there's a lawsuit now, and there is a lawsuit against Bubba Harkins, and Bubba Harkins, who is the equipment manager for the Angels, is feeling that he's being used as an example. And I don't really know how far all of this will go or how much they will even enforce it this coming year.
Well, here's the thing, right? A matter of fact, I was talking to Michael Caputo about this, about the steroids, right? That nobody now is getting caught with steroids. You know why? Because the guy got busted. The doctor got busted. So there's nowhere to buy the steroids from right now. You understand?
Right.
Now, if you listen to the documentaries or whatever, now the doctor, he had a regimen for these guys on what to do, on how to pass the drug test. You see?
Yeah.
They know how to beat the drug test. Now, many people got busted for it. And what broke it down was a guy got fed up because the guy didn't want to pay him his money, a worker, right?
Right.
A worker that worked for that doctor. I don't know the doctor's name right now, forget it, but it's not important. But the doctor had this guy working for him. Then he became a patient. The worker became a patient, right? And he spent this money on some stuff that he was getting steroids too. Then he was paying money at one point and he wasn't receiving the steroids because of the heat he started getting from the FBI or whatever. So this one guy wanted his money back and he didn't want to pay him just because he didn't want to give him he owed him $1,000. He could have paid him that $1,000 and he never would have got caught. You understand? But since he didn't give up the $1,000, the guy went and told on him. And before he told on him, right, he went through he took his black book that he had. He had a book of appointments that he took. And that's where all the names that were on it of baseball players, hockey players, basketball players, soccer players, you name it, they were on it.
Right.
So now, allegedly, you don't have guys taking steroids anymore. You know, so
right.
Now the new steroid, I guess, is the pine tar on the ball.
Right.
You know? But Roger, man, you know, they claim Verlander was doing it too, right?
Yes.
And let me tell you, man, the last time I saw him pitch was Old Timers Day. And I was right there, man. I didn't take my eyes off this guy, man. The whole game, I was intrigued with this guy pitching that day, man. And I didn't see it because I was looking for it. Where are they doing it? How do they hide it? Man, I don't know how they do it, Roger, because I was watching them right there, man. Binoculars and all that.
They used to, you know, but now they know all the hiding spaces. You know, they would do things like put it on the brim of the cap or part of the jersey, and they would reach over, or they would do things like that. But, I mean, the umpires pretty much know all of their hiding spaces. So, the umpires even rub the balls up before every game. They rub the balls up, so they make them a bit so they're not as slick. So they even alter the balls, the umpires alter the balls before they even go into the game. But I'm not sure exactly where they would even be hiding it at this point. I remember Michael Pineda was ridiculous when he was on the Yankees, and he had that big splotch on his neck. Do you remember that game?
Yeah, whoever let him go out to the field like that should have been fired. Let me tell you, he should have been fired. Whoever let him go out there like that should have been fired. Whoever told him to do that should have been fired.
Right, exactly. So we'll see where all of this goes, and I'll be keeping track of it. And I heard that one story that we talked about last week, and I haven't seen any more sources about it. So I don't know how they're going to handle it, if they think it is a huge thing, or it's going to be a minor thing, or if it's going to be
But let me tell you, that day, I was specifically looking for that, Roger. I was looking to see if he had something that day, Roger. And
right.
I was watching him like a hawk, man, and he didn't do nothing. Because I would watch him, and he would get the ball, and he wouldn't touch nothing on his jersey, nothing, but wipe his hand on his pants, right? Could make it dry, and then he'll grab the ball and throw it. He wouldn't do anything else but that.
Why?
So why? I don't know if maybe where he's wiping his pants is at, it has the sticky stuff. I don't know, but then I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We're just going to have to follow it, see if there's any more stories or any more about it or any more about this court.
But how do you think, how would you hide it, though? How would you hide it? I was thinking like this, right? Here's an idea, right? If I was like the shortstop or something, right? I have a glob of that in my glove. You know what I'm saying? And then every time I get the ball, I pop it for him.
I really don't know. I mean, Phil Negro, the Negro Brothers, used to, you know, put the Vaseline underneath their caps, or they would have it under their arm or that kind of thing there. I mean, they used to, Whitey Ford talked about using a thumbtack and scuffing the ball. And Whitey Ford is in the Hall of Fame, but he admitted that he would use a thumbtack and actually scuff the ball or put marks on it to get better grips. So they have all kinds of different ways of doing things. And I was never a pitcher, so I'm really not sure what kind of tricks they have up their sleeve.
Yeah, I really don't know. Like, let's say if I was the shortstop and you was the pitcher, maybe I have it around my glove somewhere, and then I come and touch you somewhere, like on the shoulder or something, and then you touch there and you get it on your hand.
Yeah, but then he would be going over to that other player too often.
Yeah, I guess you have to do it on when you need it to be reloaded or something like that.
You know, exactly. And then that would be a conspiracy as well.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you could do it when you throw the ball around, right?
Right.
If you think about it, right? Maybe when you know, when there's a strikeout, bam, right? Throw it to me, and I got that sticky stuff right on there. I give you a good glob of it, and I throw it back to you, and you take that little glob off the ball, and you put it where you need it at. You know what I'm saying? And right. Now you got it on you, and then you throw it, bam, you know?
Exactly. Garrett Cole Stingray went up after he left the Pirates. And when he went to Houston, and Trevor Bauer is a nemesis of Garrett Cole, and Trevor Bauer was the one accusing Garrett Cole, and his spin rate did go up by about 500 revolutions per minute over a course of several years, where Garrett Cole's spin rate is now up around 2,600, where it used to be only around 2,200 when he was with the Pirates. So it has gone up. And Trevor Bauer had accused him of it. And, you know, the Houston Astros pitchers were known, all of them, Verlander, Garrett Cole, all of them known for getting very high spin rates. So it may have been something that they were doing with the Astros. And a whole type of court case is going to go on. And this may put a cloud over baseball again. We're just going to have to play it by ear and see what happens with the court case.
Also, have you noticed the transition of Garrett Cole from the Pirates to the Astros? He was fat on the Pirates, and then 1 year later, he's pumped up like he's Hulk Hogan.
Right. He just became, after he left the Pirates, he became a super outstanding pitcher with the Astros. And yes, he did get into better shape too. I'm not going to accuse him of using any performance-enhancing drug. He's never been accused of that. But he is in fantastic shape. But he's always had a very strong, high-velocity fastball. Even when he was with the Pirates, he was throwing between 97 and 100 miles per hour.
Now, wait, here's another question, right? Where do we get the analytics for spin rotation on the baseball? How do we find that?
Oh wow, I'm not sure. A lot of the sabermetrics, they're using different types of radar guns and different types of things. But that will be something I will look up, and we will discuss it on the next show. How exactly they are able to measure that?
Yeah, because I want to know the analytics of the spin rate of the baseball of Garrett Cole of last year? What was it in 2020?
I think it was up around 2,600.
And is that higher or lower than it was on the Astros?
It is approximately the same. Approximately the same. I will do a lot of research on this and how they measure the spin rate and what type of equipment they use to measure it. And when we go on Friday, I will have a whole list of notes.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, because the way they hide it. I mean, these guys are magicians then. Because,
yeah.
Because Roger, I'm a super baseball fan. You're a super baseball fan, you know. And you know, Roger, I could steal the signs at the stadium. Yeah. You see me do it. I could steal the signs. So I don't see where they're hiding the tar or the sticky stuff, whatever you want to call it. I don't see where they're doing it. I don't see it, man. They got me on that one, man. That's a major league myth there.
Exactly. And you have great shots at Yankee Stadium up again. These are some fantastic shots of Yankee Stadium from the virtual venue.
Yeah, man. This reminds me of Sunday afternoon.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
You know, a nice Sunday afternoon.
Anyway, the Corey Kluber move looks good. I have a little bit of news about Tanaka. Tanaka is looking for that $15 to $20 million salary, and it does not look as if Tanaka will be back. Tanaka has started a clothing line in Japan where he is featuring a lot of the Yankee logos and everything. And, you know, so it appears as if he may go back to Japan and play in Japan, but he will be forever associated with the Yankees. And he's started a clothing line which will feature Yankee logos.
I think Tanaka's punking out, man. In my opinion, he's punking out, man. If he wanted to come back and say, yo, I want to pitch, man, just pay me the money, I'm pitching, I'm showing up to spring training, that's it. Ain't no I'm going back to Japan and none of that. You know what I'm saying?
He may receive a larger Japanese salary, possibly. That may be one of the reasons why he might want to go back.
Wow, man! It's like you rode the train with us all the way here, and the next stop is like the World Series, and you're gonna get off a stop before.
Right.
You know, come on. Sure. I would say, listen, I ain't got nothing. I'm going to pitch till my arm falls off. That's it, man. You got me for the season. That's it. If my arm falls off, it falls off. But I'm coming back in spring training. I don't care what you're going to pay me, but I'm showing up. There better be a roster on there. That's it.
Yeah. The information that I have as of right now is Cashman has gotten Corey Kluber, and he signed him to the one-year, $11 million contract. Tanaka is apparently looking for between $15 and $20 million. And as of right now, the Yankees have $6 million left to play with before they exceed the first luxury tax threshold. So they have $6 million to play with. And one of the pitchers that they could target for under $6 million is a pitcher named Trevor Cahill that the Yankees may be looking into. Trevor Cahill has played for 8 different teams. He's a journeyman, and he's been very good, and he has been he has ranged from being very good to very bad. And he came into the league in 2009. And I believe he played last year with the San Francisco Giants, but they could take out a flyer on him and possibly target him, and that would keep them. And they still have a notion of possibly re-signing Brett Gardner as well. So they have a few more moves that they might possibly make, and we'll see if they hit the first tax relax threshold.
Wow, man. Shout out to Will Zimmerman. He said, we want more than we worth. No one in MLB think his age is worth the money. Japan can give him the best offer. But You traveled with these guys. You're the veteran. You know what I'm saying? You've been with this team, man. We got a shot to go to the World Series, man. At least ride with us one more time. That's what I'm saying, Tanaka. That's all I'm saying, man. Show up to spring training, bro. That's it, man. Take the $6 million.
I first thought that he was, you know, willing to take a smaller amount of money. I believe last year he made about $23 million on his final year of his seven-year, $155 million contract. And I thought he would be willing to take less money to rejoin the Yankees on a one-year contract. But a lot of it has been rather opaque. You know, there's been a lot of silence about the whole thing. And
wait. He made $23 million last year?
I believe he did. When you figure it out, he had a seven-year contract at $155 million.
All right, so we'll give him an incentive contract. We'll give you the $6 million. We'll give you the $6 million. If we make it to the playoffs, we'll give you $17 million. If we make it to the playoffs, and we make it to the World Series, we give you $35 million.
Right. I think the Yankees are going to have to exceed that first luxury tax threshold because they still would like to sign Gardner back. And they still are thinking about improving their pitching. So if they want to continue to make more moves, they are going to have to exceed the first level of the luxury tax threshold if they plan on making some more moves. It's just something that they're going to have to do if they plan on making more moves.
Roger and Will Zimmerman call me crazy, but I say the Yankees shouldn't do nothing until the trade deadline.
I see.
Now, if we can fit Gardner on the team, how are we gonna fit Gardner on the team by taking Tuchman out? I don't think we can, right? He has MLB credentials already or something like that. You know how the contracts are.
Right. It really is a case where a lot of things are up in the air. A lot of things are gray. We don't know what moves they plan on making. I'm not a good predictor, really. I'm more of a reporter, and I tend to report what has already happened. And a lot of things have been rather quiet. And even with the DJ LeMahieu situation, you know, the initial deal was that the Yankees did not want to go beyond 4 years, but then they went 6 years to lower his yearly rate of salary. So, you know, there could be all kinds of reports, and then they could do something entirely different. So we really just have to wait and see what they plan on doing, because Cashman holds his cards close to his chest, and he can really surprise us.
Well, let me tell you, they've been doing everything I've been saying they've been doing. You know, we got Michael on the line. Let's see what he says. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, Michael. You hear me?
Hey, Dan.
Oh, did I swap? Okay, you guys hear me both?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, great. We got Michael back. So, we was talking about.
Michael, how are you doing?
Doing good now that we got DJ LeMahieu back.
Yes, exactly. We were gone for a while.
Yeah, I'm very happy. I think that DJ LeMahieu made my off season, man. I was losing hope there. So it definitely makes things a lot better now.
And Michael, I wanted to ask you, I was discussing it with BX Palmer about what do you think of the idea of the Yankees actually giving him 6 years at $90 million and lowering his yearly average rate, where his yearly average rate is going down, and that gives the Yankees extra 2 years to pay off that amount of money.
Yeah, I thought that was a great deal. I thought also it was a steal. And I think they gave him 6 years because no other team was giving him that. I guess the Blue Jays, I think gave him like the best offer at the time, and the Yankees just said, yeah, we'll give you 6 years. So that was an excellent signing. I think they got him for a steal, and yeah, I mean, they got the best player on board now, and plus they signed Corey Kluber. I'm not really crazy about that signing. I know it's a low risk reward, and he's old, and they signed to a 1 year deal, But we need a pitching. I still think the Yankees do need another starting pitcher, though. I still think they, I hope they're not done.
No,
that's what we were discussing. There is a possibility the Yankees may take out a flyer on a pitcher named Trevor Cahill. Trevor Cahill is a journeyman that has pitched for 8 since coming into the league in 2009. He has ranged from having several very good seasons to having some rather poor seasons. And
we need a real pitcher. We need somebody that could give us innings and someone that's a workhorse. I'd rather than do like sign like I wanted Luis Castillo. I mean, but it seems like that trade fell apart. I mean, because they want Gleyber Torres. I heard so the deal's off now. So the Yankees have to look elsewhere. But I mean, if they don't sign him, I'd rather sign like a Taiwan Walker or somebody like that. If they're not gonna, I mean, I want a great pitcher, but if they have to get somebody else, then those are the only options, I guess. I don't know who else they're gonna trade for. I mean,
what the Yankees are going to do, I was talking to BX Palmer about it, what they are going to have to do is they're going to have to go past that first luxury tax threshold. They are going to have to pass it if
I know they
are going to make more moves.
But it's not going to be a lot, though.
Go ahead.
It's not going to be a lot. It's not going to be a lot. But the question is now, what are we going to do with Brett Gardner?
I wouldn't bring him back. I would just say goodbye to him because he takes up a roster spot. And we got Clint Frazier. Where's Brett Gardner going to play? You have Judge, Hicks, and Frazier. Where's Gardner going to play? I mean, Gardner's 38 years old. I would just say goodbye to him. And Tanaka wants $15 million for 1 year, so he ain't coming back. And now, according to Kluber, signed, I don't think that Tanaka's coming back now. I think that's it.
Shout out to the Pope of Sports, of Entertainment, and Truth. Yo, I think... Yeah. We signed Brett Gardner to a minor league contract, and if somebody gets hurt, he comes right on up.
What if he sucks, though? What if he doesn't even do good in spring training? I wouldn't. If he's horrible, then he's just cut
in the backfield there in the outfield.
Yeah, I think he plays left. Yankee Stadium, he plays left field the best.
Yeah, I know, but I think it's time for a change. I mean, Gardner's 38 years old. I mean, he's too old. You know, they need to bring up the young guys now. I mean, you got Frazier. You got to give these other guys a chance because Gardner, all he does is just take up another roster spot. I mean, he did, you know, he's been on the Yankees now for 12 years. I think it's time to just, you know, move on. I mean, all they do is give this guy a 1 year deal every year. I mean, how many more times are they going to bring this guy back? What, are they going to give him like a ceremony, like Sabathia? I mean, he's like a role player. And you're not going to see him get any playing time anyways. I mean, he's not going to play every day.
I mean, there's going to be no fans in the stands. So it's like, what's the difference anyway, right? You might as well wait till Brett Gardner Day 2023. You know what I mean? When all the people are back. You know what I mean?
He's not going to be in the Yankees that much longer. He's 38 years old.
Now, okay, for the question of Brett Gardner's future, right? He's old, not coming back, whatever, whatever. Now, do you think they should give him a plaque in Monument Park?
Hell no. No. Are you kidding me? A guy that's like a fourth outfielder that's been horrible for the last 3-4 years? Hell no. What do you think he's going to go
back for 2019? He hit 28 home runs in 2019.
You know, I know, but you know, the guy's not a Hall of Fame player. You know that, right?
No.
He's a bench player.
He has a lot of guts. He's a tough player.
All right, talking about plaques in Monument Park. What Yankees so far do you think should get the next plaque, or anyone should get one in the next plaque in Monument Park?
Well, I guess CC Sabathia.
Yeah, that would be my thought too, right? What do you think, Roger?
On the current roster, they're going to have spend some more time with the Yankees. I could see if Judge has a career.
Hold on. I got, let me see if I can merge this call in.
Oh, Sabathia, because you want.
Hello? The Pope of Sports?
Sabathia,
how you doing, Frank, man? How you doing? I'm going to just say my piece to the Yankees.
Okay.
So the Yankees, they got $8 million, so Castillo, they asked him for too much. Kyle Hendricks. I said, if they don't get Castillo, Hendricks and the Cubs, the only guy that I would give up my prop, you know, not all my prop, but Clint Frazier maybe, but then the problem is you get Kyle Hendricks, then what are you going to do in left field? You know, how are you going to replace him when you luxury tax? Yeah, Kyle Hendricks. they're going to have to trade Adam Ottavino's contract. So I don't know if they're going to do all that, if they want to trade Freddie just to get a starter. Maybe they'll have to sacrifice and maybe get a, like, they only have 8 mil. Maybe they'll just add Garner and a Trevor Rosenthal. Because I heard the Blue Jays, someone just messaged me and said Kirby Yates signed with the Blue Jays. So I don't think there's many great relievers. It's just Brad Hand, Rosenthal. Liam Hendricks just went to the White Sox, so Yankees need more relievers, or they need another starter. Because with the luxury tax, what about they don't add another starter? You're going to rely on Cuba and Severino out injured the last 2 years. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I would say that you count the Cubs really are shedding salary quite a bit. The Cubs really are shamelessly shedding salary. And Kyle Hendricks might be an idea. And also, you know, if they were to bring back Brett Gardner, they're both of them possibly letting Ottavino go. You know, if they really are in on Ottavino. But really it's interesting, and we'll have to see what the Yankees do and what Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner decide. You know, we're fans just contemplating, and we really don't know what their plans are.
I think they need starting pitching.
But Ottavino makes $9 million. So I don't think teams would take on his whole salary. I think the Yankees would have to eat like $2 million.
1 year left. I would just they need bullpen help, so they can't afford to lose another good reliever. They just lost Tommy Cainley. So if you lose Ottavino,
you have to sacrifice. If they want to get under the luxury tax, that $210 million, they're going to have to get rid of salary if you want to add a starter or a Gardner, add a Rosenthal, whatever they
want
to do.
I don't want Gardner. Who the hell says I want Gardner?
Let's just say they trade Clint Frazier. Let's say the Kyle Hendricks, they want Clint Frazier, Anaheim, and Clark Smith. They would have to replace Frazier and a Gardner, a cheaper option, just to sacrifice, just to add to Kyle Hendricks. And to get rid of salary, they'll have to trade Adam Ottavino. They could do that, but I don't know if Cashman's going to do that.
Ottavino did have a bad year last year.
Yeah, and he makes $9
million. Yeah, right. I mean, I think Ottavino got to go somehow. Yeah. somehow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bad season, but it was just one bad year. But he's only got 1 year left. What they need to do is clear two roster spots, so they have to make a move now. It might be a trade. So they're going to probably trade for another starter because they have to clear two spots. So I wonder what they're going to do.
I think they're going to leave him there for the 1 year, and they're gonna ride or die with him, man. I think that's it.
Ride or die with who?
Ottavino.
Oh, what about getting another starting pitcher, though? They have to make another move.
Yeah, but like I said, who's really an upgrade? Joe Musgrove wasn't the answer. The Padres got him because they had three starters. The Yankees need a legit number two. You can't trust Corey Kluber out 2 years on Severino. But there's not many great starters in trades. Castillo, they want Torres. They ask for too much. Hendricks, 28 years old, 3 years of control. Same as Castillo. Germán Márquez on the Rockies, is he that much of an upgrade?
Yeah, I'm on to him.
No, not really. Yeah, nobody really. I think the Yankees should just wait till the trade deadline.
But they never do anything in the trade deadline. They didn't do anything for the last 2 years. Look what they did the last 2 years. They haven't done anything.
They added Britton and other players, but there's no one that great. They spent $36 million at Garrett Cole. What the hell do you want them to do at a trade deadline last year?
That's true.
Need a pitching now. We can't just rely on one guy. You need more than Garrett Cole.
Of course, but you know, like I said in my videos, if you watch the Popper Squad on YouTube, I said their farm system, they don't know how to develop pitching. When's the last time they developed pitching? The last time they besides Severino, did they know how to develop any starters? They're all turning the bus. Failures, Chamberlain, Helmut, Ian Kennedy. These are their best guys they developed in their farm system the last 10 years. Their farm system is a little overrated. They don't develop starters. Debbie Garcia, he better be the real deal. And Clark Smith. They need guys that can throw a lot of innings and stay healthy. Can you trust this Garcia? Yeah, give them a chance, but don't expect an ace. I watched him. He don't overpower no one, Garcia. He throws 93. He don't throw hard enough. But, you know, the Yankees don't really develop pitching. And, of course, they don't get high draft picks because they're always in the playoffs and have good record. They have to pay revenue sharing with small markets like Tampa. Why do you think Tampa always gets good draft picks? Because they suck for over 10, 15 years. Just like the Padres. How do you think they build their farm system? They suck for so long. So they had high draft picks, and they know how to draft. and now they make all these trades, the Padres. How do you think they got all those trades? And they still got a good farm. They don't even, I think they gave up one or two top prospects out of three in the trades they made for Darvish, Snell, and Musgrove. So,
yeah, that's
true.
I think
we're really going to have to give D.B. Garcia a little bit of time. He is up only 22 years old.
Yeah,
and I was impressed with him for such a young guy to have the voice that he had. And I like him, and I would like to give him a little bit of time and see what he can do.
He'll be the number four starter. They'll give him a chance. I think he has potential, but I don't know about this Clark Smith. I think that guy I'll maybe try to trade. I don't know if he's that great.
I'm not crazy about him, Clark Schmidt.
Yeah, it depends how long they can go through the season. Remember, these guys haven't pitched a whole full season, so we don't know how long. And remember, I always say, too, the weather of Yankee Stadium plays a big role in the game. Now, can these guys pitch in that cold weather when it's windy and brutal out there, man? That's when it matters, you know? Man, I don't know how they do that, man. I mean, it kills me just to sit in the stands to watch it, you know? And these guys are playing. Man, I don't know, man.
But you think you would accept this offseason if the Yankees do nothing else? I mean, they need to make at least another move.
Well, I'm not surprised that they didn't do anything. Look at the free agents. You know, they spent all that money on Cole. You remember, they don't want to have more long-term contracts. They have to give Torres extension, Judge extension. Plus, Cole, and they already have locked up with Stanton, you know, so they don't want to go over a certain amount. And I think Steinbrenner is sick of paying revenue to all these small market teams because they don't invest in the team. Look at Tampa Indians and the Reds. They trade away all their players because they don't want to spend money and win every year. So now the AL's weak. They don't invest in the team. So that means Steinbrenner, the big market teams that pay luxury tax, have to go over luxury tax to pay revenue sharing to small markets that don't invest in the team. I think Steinbrenner is getting sick of spending.
Put the money in their pockets.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I agree.
Because he's got to face small market teams. But if they want to win a World Series and they're serious about winning, then they have to make these necessary moves. Garrett Cole was a World Series type of move, so you better win a World Series now.
I guess they didn't expect them to be that flawed. They're hitting to be still one dimensional. They're pitching Tanaka, Paxton to break down and get injured. So, you know, and their farm system, they have to give these young guys a chance. This Garcia and Smith, they have to give them, you can't spend money every year on pitching. You have to develop your pitching and bring them up. Your payroll can't be $250 every year. You have to learn how to develop pitching.
I understand that, but what if they're duds? What if they don't work out? Then what?
Well, then if they don't, then you're lucky, but you have to give them a chance. You can't just have old veterans. Garcia could have potential, and hoping Kluber comes back and Severino comes back. They can't spend, and there's not many starters out there. What starters are that much of Bauer? Can he pitch in New York? He's going to last 6-7 years. There's not many starters.
That's what I always say, but the grass is not always greener on the other side of the fence. Sometimes we have to develop our own.
Yeah.
If possible, and try to bring Tanaka back.
I don't know about that.
No,
with the luxury tax, I think Tanaka wants at least $15 million, and he wants to go back to Japan. I think seven years of him is enough. They had him for 7 years. They never won anything, and he didn't look so great in the playoffs last year. So,
He's not worth that much money.
Maybe this is the time to let him go, let him leave.
And he sucked in the playoffs last year. He was bad in all those games, and he has to understand something. Also, he has a torn elbow.
It's funny, a torn elbow, and he still pitched over 150 innings the last 4 years. They said he was durable compared to Paxton and all these other starters. He still pitched.
How did he pitch with a torn elbow? It wasn't a full tear.
He changes speeds.
And he got surgery on it, too. He got surgery to take it off. He got it removed.
Yeah, it's partially. It's not, I guess you can, and you can rehab it. I guess it's not as serious. It's not like he tore his whole UCL.
He didn't get Tommy John.
Yeah, because it wasn't a full tear. It was partial. Yeah. Very small tear.
Yeah, if Tanaka comes back, it's got to be for a small amount of money. It can't be for what he's asking like that. That's crazy.
No, he's not coming back. He's not taking a pay cut after making over, what was he making last year, $18 to $20 million. He's not going to be taking no pay cut.
That, I mean, that's the thing. You know, he
he's not taking a pay after all that
money. I'm surprised he won so much for his age in a 1 year deal. 50.
Well, he's only 32, though.
That's old, I think.
Not really. 32 is still, he could still pitch another 3 years, I think. Yeah. But the Yankees don't want, I think it's time to move on. The Angels, I think, need Tanaka more than the Yankees. They need pitching the Angels. I think they should have Bauer and Tanaka, the Angels. Artie Moreno, the owner, I don't know what the hell he's been doing all these years, getting all this hitting, and Trout never wins. It's some pitching for the Angels and trying to help Trout.
Yeah, they never, and they had it going too with Pujols and Mike Trout and all that, and they never capitalized on it. You know, but they tried,
they
though.
They never had pitching. They don't have pitching. They don't know how to scout. Their farm system's worse than the Yankees. The Angels don't even know how to develop a farm system. That's why they don't have top pitching. They have to get this deal with Bundy, Andrew Haley, Tyler Skaggs, who passed away, rest in peace. They had him, and he died, overdose of drugs. So they don't really have any top starters. I'm surprised the Angels don't sign up Bauer.
I remember that Chinese, I think that Chinese kid, Yu Darvish, right? He got hurt and all that, too.
Yeah, well, they had Otani. He's always injured with that.
Otani. I'm sorry. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he got hurt. So that kind of, like, destroyed them right there. But the Yankees, man, they got a chance to, like, actually plow through the league right now.
They're fortunate. Tampa got weak.
The American League. Who do you say has the top rotation since the American League is so weak?
I still got White Sox, Indians. I still like the Indians' rotation better than the Yankees. Really? Shane Bieber, Plesac, the young guys. They've got the young McKenzie, something. They got a couple young starters. That Indians and then the White Sox, Lynn, Giolito, and Keiko. The Yankees don't even have three legit starters.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem. We're in trouble when it comes to that.
And let's not count the Blue Jays. What about the Blue Jays in a barrel or make a trade or something with Ryu? They'll start being good. Are they in a Springer, at a closer, or whatever?
Yeah.
You think the Yankees are going to just add a starter or just a reliever?
One or the other. They can't get a trade or they don't have the luxury tax. Maybe they'll just get a Gardner for $2 million or Rosendahl. They always like this Trevor Rosendahl, so maybe they can sign him.
What about this talk about Michael Bradley? Do you think they're going to get him or not?
Well, luxury tax? If he wants $15 million, how are the Yankees going to do that with $8
million? No way.
And they're crazy.
I know, and they want a lefty hitter. That's probably why.
Unless
they trade Frazier.
What the situation is, Michael, is if the Yankees are going to make any moves, they will. I mean, things are very opaque and very quiet with Cashman, but if they do plan on making any more moves, they will have to
I don't think he's going to do it. He don't want to do it. That's why they signed Corey Kluber for 1 year. And why LeMahieu took $15 million, they gave him the 6 years. They don't want to go over the luxury tax. There's a reason why they made those moves.
Well, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you something. This. Did they go over the luxury tax last year when they signed Cole? They didn't go over.
Of course they did.
I thought they didn't go over it last year.
Of course they went over it. They figured it's worth going over for him.
But wait a minute. I heard rumors that I believe next year the owners are gonna be voting on upping the luxury tax. Is that true?
They said it's not gonna be as much next year. Maybe the Yankees get
CBA. CBA is coming, right? 2020.
Yeah.
So maybe they're setting it up for next year. You know, so maybe they're not. Maybe they just be over the luxury tax for 1 year and not next. You know, the year after. Might be
That's
good.
What I thought. I thought maybe they'd try to not go over this year so they could spend next year. But who's that good next year that could get?
Nobody.
Seager could get extension. Lindor could get extension from the Mets.
Nobody.
Chris Bryant is a free agent. I think Arenado's not a free agent. He could buy out, but he's not a free agent. Nolan Arenado. You got Freddie Freeman. You got, what's that other guy? Trevor Story, Baez.
Oh, a Story. But the problem is they got...
I think he got cut off.
What I'm going to do, you guys, is I want to cut in and say that I'm going to head out for now because I have to get back to work on this basement. But this was a good show, and you, Palmer, and Michael finished up, And I'm going to
oh no, we can all end it together, man. Because absolutely, man. Right. Thank you for all coming, right. And we had a good show, man. We'll talk to you then.
All right. I'm
insane. But anyway, yeah, Mike, and thanks for coming on too, man. We can end it here, man. It's been a great show, man. All
right.
You know, all right, and we talked about basically everything, man. You know, and so we're pretty much up to date with what's going on here, so we're good. You know, so so you guys want to say anything before you go, or?
Yes, I do first. Yeah, I want to say, what was that other gentleman's name that was speaking with us? He's very knowledgeable.
He's the Pope of sports and entertainment, the truth.
Wow, that's excellent.
Thank you, man. It was good talking to you, too.
Been on, excellent, fantastic. And Michael, it was good talking to you. And I'll check back in with you on Friday, and we had a good show, and you guys all take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, man, it was great, man. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and hopefully you can hit the like button if you've been here this long, and subscribe and share it, please. And thank you for watching. So long, everybody, and see ya.